Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and friends. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On. Pastor Kevin Radlin here from Lighthouse Christian Church.
Look at the Bible.
We are located at 1250 North Banana River Drive on Merritt Island, right across from Audubon Elementary School. And I just want to take a moment and personally invite you guys to come on out to one of our services. We are Sundays at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. And then we've also got Thursday night disciple night going on from 6:30 to 8. You definitely would benefit from coming out. I think we're going to be teaching on prayer. It's amazing. Come on out for that. But you are tuned into a topical Bible study / devotion here on the air at 91.5, or you can catch us on our podcast at ourlighthouse.net. And we would love for you to join us any way that you can, because we believe that we're going to help you to grow and mature in the Lord, to begin to understand how to practically apply the Scripture and Bible to your life and to the lives of others around you. And we always do the program with a co-host. I just want to take a moment and welcome our co-host today, my wife, Lisa Radlin. Lisa, welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you so much. I'm happy to be here.
You know, we always like for the co-host to bring the topic, and what is our topic today? What are you bringing to the table today? You've been really good at bringing some challenging topics.
Finding your purpose.
Finding your purpose, okay.
Why are we here in this world?
Oh, that's a good one. So, you know, a lot of times I think we get so caught up in everyday life that we're just kind of going through the motions. We're just doing what we do. We've got a job. We've got, you know, family responsibilities. We got to keep the house clean. We got to wash the car. We got to mow the grass. We got to do all these things. And it can be consuming.
I remember times where you would go like, my life just dictates itself.
It still does.
There's so much things I have on my schedule. Like, I don't have time to breathe practically. I'm just like, go, 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 you know?
You know, fortunately for me, though, I have discovered what my vision is, and that is to live my life serving people and serving the Lord. But in Proverbs 29:18, it says, where there is no vision, the people perish. And I think vision is so important. It's a great topic, and I'm so glad that you brought it. Yeah.
In Hebrews 12:1, it says, therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders us and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with endurance the race marked out for us. Run with endurance. Endurance means the power of enduring a difficult process or situation without giving way. So what is your goal? What's your plan? What really counts? What is your purpose?
Sure. I believe that our purpose is first and foremost to have a relationship with God.
That's the number
one thing.
Not
with other people, not with the world, not with, you know, our jobs or anything, but our number one purpose is to have a relationship with our Heavenly Father, with His Son, Jesus Christ, who is our Savior, who's set us free from all of our sins. And we can't leave out the Holy Spirit, who is on the earth. He is our comforter, our helper, and everything that we need. But in that scripture in Hebrews 12:1, it says, throw off everything that hinders. What's hindering you in your relationship with God today? That's a good moment to have here on the program. What would be some different things out there that, you know, people that are listening to might be struggling with, that are hindering them from a relationship with God?
Maybe you have too much things in your schedule. Maybe there's just way too much time that you have allotted to do things that really don't matter.
Right.
Like, I know everyone likes to sit around and watch TV. Well, I can't say everyone. Not everyone likes to watch TV, but people do like to watch TV. It's a way to just shut down and just relax and watch something. But is that really making a difference in your life if you're sitting there for 6 hours a day watching TV?
Sure.
It's really, you could be watching things that are going to benefit your life. Like,
that's true.
Watching Joyce Meyer or watching things that are really going to help you grow spiritually. But if you're just going to be watching the news, like, I know some people just have the news on 24 hours a day. Like, you go to the doctor's office and what's there? The news. I'm like, what? Why would I want to sit here and listen to this? And it just keeps repeating the same stories over and over.
Over and over,
Do I really want to know about this?
Yeah, that's definitely something you could throw off. I think workaholism is a problem. You know, I think a lot of people are trying to find their identity in what they do instead of finding their identity in the Lord. And maybe you need to throw off the attitude that you're having towards how big of a priority your job may be. And I'm not saying jobs aren't a priority. You got to have one. You got to pay the bills. But if all you do is work and you don't spend any time with the Lord, and you're not allowing, you know, those things to happen, you know, in your relationship with God because you're always busy working, then maybe you need to make some adjustments.
There's power and focus. Your life is more than your job. Your life is more than vacation. Your life is more than houses. Your life is more than vehicles. There's so much more to life than things. Knowing your purpose will also help you establish your focus.
That's good. You know, focus is a key word.
Because we're all like trees planted, but it depends on how it's fed and pruned to determine how the fruitfulness of the tree will be. We need to be fruitful trees of the Lord. Allow Him to prune the things off of our lives that are really too much things that we're doing that aren't really benefiting us, and allow Him to feed us with the things that are really going to help us grow in the Lord and things that are going to be life-changing and beneficial for
sure,
fulfilling the plan and calling that He has for us.
Yeah, when you start talking about trees and being pruned and things like that, you know, a lot of times we have things that the Lord will cut off of our lives. He'll cut away from our lives. I've had things cut out of my life and it was painful. It's like, ow, that hurts. Wham, you get a branch cut off of your life. It's something that you like, something you were doing, but God's pruning you back. And, you know, in Hebrews 12:1, it said, let us throw off everything and the sin that so easily entangles us. I think a lot of times things that God will prune off of our lives, you know, and different things that are happening that way, we have to allow, you know, God to show and reveal to us maybe some sin that's in our life or areas, and we need to have that pruned off and moved away so that we can become even greater and deeper in our relationship with Him.
That is so true. And it takes faith sometimes to do these things. And faith is limitless. There is no limit to the faith. No one on the planet has ever pushed the limits of faith. Faith has no boundaries. So all things are possible to those who believe. So you just step out in faith and do the things that God has called you to do. And then you'll need a definite purpose in your life to get a hold of it and figure out, what does God have for me to do in my life?
Right, right. You know, running back to the workaholic thing, you know, a lot of times we find all our purpose as men in what we do. Women do too as well.
Yeah,
now
men will go, what do you do for a living?
What do you do for a living?
Yeah, you know, it's always about what do you do?
And we spend all of our time at our jobs doing things, and we get affirmation from that. I think we find our identity there. But, you know, 10 years from now, nobody's going to remember that you worked late at your job, except for your kids.
Exactly.
Except for your family.
Getting home? Is Dad coming home for dinner?
Yeah. You know. I can honestly say that I worked through a lot of our kids' childhood and did a lot of extra things. I would work weekends. I was a DJ at the time.
But you were doing it to provide for your family.
Yeah, but there's still regrets sometimes of things you missed, things you could have done.
You could have less in your life and still have your family, have your dad around. It's like, you know what, Dad? I don't really need that bad. Honestly, I would rather have you sitting here next to me working and helping me build these Legos instead of having you, you know, being out working late so you could give me something that you thought I really needed.
Sure. All right. So let's switch off that. But I do believe finding your purpose, you know, can be making sure that you're not overexerting yourself in the work environment. We talked about different things that we need to throw off. What would be maybe a couple more areas where people might struggle or there's something they need to look at?
Maybe they need to say, maybe I shouldn't play Minecraft so much.
All right. So video games, different things like that.
Maybe I don't really need to watch every sport. Okay, I can watch certain seasons.
The sports fanatics.
But do I have to watch everything that has a ball in it?
Right,
everything that has, do I have to watch golf, football, baseball, tennis, this, that. You know, it's like,
right?
If it rolls or bounces, do I have to watch it? Or can I actually go, you know what? Maybe I could actually just go spend some time with my family, or
right,
go sit in the presence of the Lord, get some worship music on. That's actually fun. I don't know if you've ever done this, but just turning on the worship music and just singing to the Lord by yourself.
Yeah.
I enjoy it so much. And, you know, I don't know why people would think that's not fun, but to me,
yeah,
it's fun when you're in the presence of the Lord. And
you're
it's
hanging
just
out
so
with
rewarding.
The creator of the universe.
It's amazing. You should try it sometime if you've never done it.
You know, I had to throw off in my life. I wasn't, you know, it wasn't a family thing. So we've been kind of tying into family a little bit, but I'm going to go back even a little farther and go, you know, I was an addict. I had, you know, a drug issue. I had an alcohol issue in my life. And I had to reach a point where, you know, I came to know Jesus Christ, and then I had to look at that and throw off that part of my life. I had to go, I am not somebody who can drink. I was an alcoholic, and I can't socially drink. If I drink anything, I drink everything. And, you know, drugs, I mean, we can all agree that that's something that we should all throw out of our life.
You're
throw
not
off
the
of
moderation
life.
Guy.
You know,
you're
I'm
not.
It's like, I'm not.
I'm all in or I'm out.
But
one or the other.
Some of you out there may be battling with some addictive behavior, and that might be something. It could even be sin in your life. But, you know, we can throw those things off if we find our real purpose in our life. I think one of the reasons that I drank and partied and did all that so long in my life was because I didn't have a purpose.
You felt empty, and you're looking for something to fill that empty void.
Right. I'm trying to validate my life through relationships with people and being the life of the party and fun and all of that. And, you know, there's a lot of fun to have out there in life, but it doesn't all require, you know, addictive behavior. You can have a lot of fun without that stuff. So I would say run with endurance.
And
find the vision that God has for you, and you will see other things just begin to fall off of you.
Well,
in
there's
your life.
There's three things that we need to remember when we're trying to find our purpose. Number one, you're created by God.
Right.
That's one way to, one thing, if you realize that I'm created by God, then you can say, number two, we're made to live for Him. That's the reason that we're here. We're here to worship the Lord, and we're here to be used by Him. And number three, Jesus tells us to imitate Him. So we need to rise up to the purpose that God has for us. How do we imitate Jesus? By doing the things He does. So like in Acts 10:38, it says how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with great power. And He went around doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil because God was with Him. He went about doing good. So that's what we should do. We should go about doing good, healing the sick, loving people, raising the dead. I still want to do that. I don't want to have anyone die in front of me, but I would love to raise the dead. And I would think that would be amazing to be able to do that.
That would be.
Leading people to the Father. Because God has an assignment for all of us to reach a lost and dying world. There's more to life than just doing things for our own. We need to actually fill our lives with Jesus. And the more of our life is in focus and we have direction and purpose, and Jesus guides us into the purpose that He has for us.
Yeah, I love those three things. You know, you are created by God. A lot of people are out there and they don't believe that. They don't believe in God at all. There's a lot of people that are atheists. Some of you may be listening right now going, I don't know how I stumbled across this program, but you know, you don't even believe in God. Well, you know, you have found your purpose in something else other than God. But if you would actually give a moment of your life and say, God, if you're real, I want you to show me that you're real, and I want you to show me that you have a real purpose for my life. And I've seen so many people that were in that situation's lives changed and transformed because they actually came to know God and believe that they were created by Him because God revealed Himself to them. And then you can live for Him. You can't live for God
if you don't know Him.
If you don't know Him. So, you know, you'll feel so fulfilled when you devote your life to Jesus. We're not supposed to just sit around. We're not supposed to be distracted by addictions, relationships, social media, and not called to live our life watching TV. We're called to share the good news, the gospel. We are called to be ambassadors for the kingdom of God, to go forth with the power of God in us and to reach a world that is actually just blinded by the darkness of Satan. And, you know, Satan is giving so much purpose that is not godly purpose to people that they're just distracted and they're finding, you know, their purpose in everything else. And all of that's going to one day come to an end, and they're going to get to the end of their life, and then they're going to realize that they've done nothing for God. And then they're going to meet God, and God's going to go, I don't even know you. He's like, depart from me. I never even knew you. And that's going to be a sad day. You see, our goal is that nobody would fall short of the love of God, that God is calling everyone to repentance and his love and a relationship with him. So we need to be sharing the truth, because the Bible says they'll know the truth, and the truth will what?
Set them free. And there, I don't feel like there's anything wrong with watching a movie or watching TV or anything like that. But the types of shows that we watch should line up with the values that we have. Watching shows that promote sexual promiscuity, adultery, foul language, will put thoughts in our head that could turn into imaginations and lead you to a path of destruction. I mean, our goal is to focus on the Lord and to do things that are going to cause uplifting and stuff. There's been some really good movies out there that I'm so thankful that it, actually in the movie theaters, that they have things that are giving people awareness of what's going on and things that we need to pray about. Yeah. And just good Christian movies out there that really a lot of the world is going to see, because they're just like, wow, this movie's really good, you know. But you need to just be careful what you let go in your eyes and let go in your ears, because it can affect you in a big way.
You know, when it comes to vision, because our topic today is finding your purpose. And we started with Proverbs 29:18, where there's no vision, the people perish. And I see people every day, and their vision is to just work hard, get ahead, save money, get it in the bank so that you can retire. So that you can finally find rest. I think that's what people are really looking for. They're looking for rest, and they're toiling and they're striving to try to find this rest that doesn't exist apart from Jesus. And if we have vision, we won't, you know, there is no retirement in the kingdom of God when you have vision. You know, what eternal value is there in just stopping everything and just spending the rest of your life running out the money that you've accumulated?
There's something far greater. There's such a purpose for your life. It's called the call of God. God's anointed us with the power of the Holy Spirit. So use your gifts and talents for the purpose of the Lord, and then you'll feel fulfilled. I mean, even if you retire from your job, you don't retire from sharing the gospel. Right. You don't retire from laying hands on the sick.
You should have more time to do things.
When we're on vacation, we're going around into restaurants and praying for people. Everywhere we go, we're ministering to people. We're giving away Bibles. We're just letting the Lord use us while we're on vacation. So yeah, we're enjoying each other in a different location, but we're taking the Lord with us. We're not neglecting the fact that, hey, we still have a purpose, and our purpose is to reach the lost. If you picture people around you like they're on fire, like that's what I like to do. Like someone is on fire right now and they don't even realize it. They're like burning and they're going to spend eternity in hell. But I'm just going to walk by them like they're nothing and just let them be on fire. No, I'm going to pull out a water hose and I'm going to spray them down, and I'm going to do what's necessary to get them not to be on fire and to bring them into the light. But if we just walk by someone and you don't share the truth of the word and they don't know, then how are they going to be set free? And how are they going to be able to spend eternity with the Lord if you don't share the gospel with them?
Yeah, I believe it's the purpose of God that we would take everything that God is giving us, our money, our talent, our family, our energy, and we use it to bring the good news of the gospel, to help people that are hurting, that are broken, that are oppressed, addicted, to put their fire out and to show them God's rest. Because if you know, we really want to live the best life ever, you know, we can't focus on our own inward desires. We have to come out of that whole selfishness thing, the game of trying to do everything for me, and actually trade that over and come into agreement with the, you know, Word of God, that we are God's ambassadors. We're God's children. We're called to do the work of the kingdom and focus everything that we're doing outward instead of inward. And then we can begin to see the joy of the Lord come.
Sow your life so that to others, and focus on the outward. If you sow joy, you will reap joy. If you sow life, you will reap life. Sow your life to others. Don't just focus on, oh, I've got to save this money and I've got to retire and I've got to build this and I've got to build that. Why not take some of that money that you have and give it to the kingdom of God?
Sure.
And why don't you volunteer your time doing things for the Lord? Devote a Sunday to give to children's church and minister to little kids that would love to hear, sing little songs and learn about Jesus. You know, it's like, what more to do with your life than to actually do something that's going to benefit a child and help them grow in the Lord?
Yeah. I think the secret to success in the eyes of God is to find the need and to help. I think that's what God's all about. He is reaching to us and he's saying, find the problems of the world and fix them. Think about that. Find the problems of the world and solve them. Take what God has given us and let's use it for his glory. Let's change the world around us through him. When we do that, we will feel so fulfilled in our vision for our life and our focus on others and blessing them. You know, we will feel so much more joy in what we're doing for the Lord, guys. I hope you're really tracking today with us in finding your purpose, because if you're lacking in vision, then, you know, you are going to perish, not necessarily physically die, but you're going to go through life with no purpose, and that's an empty existence. It's why so many people are depressed. It's why there's so much anxiety. It's why there's so much fear in the world, because people are just wandering around and they don't know why they're here. They don't know what their purpose is. And first and foremost, that purpose is to have a relationship with your Heavenly Father and to experience all the blessings that God has from a relationship between you and him. So let's take a quick break real quick and we'll come back and talk a little bit more about this vision.
Hey, have a fence project you'd like to get done? Mike Green with Hercules Fence is available for you at 321-258-9853. Hercules Fence has been in business for 60 plus years. They've been serving Brevard since 1965. There's no job too big or too small. This is Brevard's leading fencing provider. Once again, that's Mike Green with Hercules Fence. 321-258-9853.
Paradise Air and Heat is an amazing sponsor of Turn the Light On. If you have a need for AC repair, you can reach Paul and the Paradise team at 321-459-2665. That's right, 321-459-2665. Located in Merritt Island and serving Brevard, Paradise can do everything from filter replacement to maintenance and even new systems. Thanks again, Paradise Air and Heat, for helping us turn the light on. In the secret, in the quiet hour, I wait only for you. Jesus is coming back. Are you ready? Join us every Thursday night for Discipleship Encounters here at Lighthouse Christian Church. That's right, it's Thirsty Thursday from 6:30 to 8 p.m., and we're spending time learning, encountering, and becoming equipped as believers for the great revival that's beginning to unfold. Come experience the power of the gospel and learn how to share Christ in a modern world. For more information, go to ourlighthouse.net or show up at 1250 North Banana River Drive. There's no cost for this event, and child care is provided.
Attention young adults, on August 20th at 6:30, Launch Young Adult Ministry will be starting, and you don't want to miss out. There's going to be food, fun, and fellowship, so come on out as we get you ignited to launch you into where God wants you to be. This is going to be located at 1250 North Banana River Drive in the Double Bubble Building. So come on out and get ready to be launched. For more information about Launch, check us out at our website at ourlighthouse.net or on Instagram at launch_youngadultministry.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. It's Pastor Kevin Radlin here at Lighthouse Christian Church. I've got my co-host with me, my wife, Lisa Radlin. We've been talking about vision and having a vision for our lives and how God may need to take some things out of our lives to create more room for the vision that we have, and other things may need to be added to our lives to create that vision. So, Lisa, what would you say here as we go back in and towards ending the program here?
The gospel is you gain by giving. The greatest in the kingdom of God is a servant. So catch the vision of what God can do personally to bring about a change. What are you doing for the Lord? What are you doing to make a difference in someone's life? Get in the Word and allow it to get in your heart and then pour it out on others. God's blessed you with life. God's blessed you with salvation. God's blessed you with the fullness of the Holy Spirit so you can be a blessing to others. So reach out and share with others.
Yeah, I love that because, you know, we are blessed. And when you come into a relationship with Jesus Christ, the blessing of the Lord will come on you and you will begin to experience everything that God has for you in that blessing. And then he's going to tell you to go into the world. He's going to tell you to go and take his blessing and share it with others because God's goal and his intention is that everybody would discover their vision in him, that Jesus would be the vision, that you would find yourself in the Son, and through the Son, you would have a relationship with your Father, and then the power of the Holy Spirit would be released in your life. And in Mark 16:15, Jesus said, go into the world and preach the gospel to all creation. Preach to the nations, reaching them. It's not a suggestion, it's a command.
Get your mind off of you and get other people minded. Get your mind on the harvest of people that are out there that are broken, that are oppressed, they're homeless, they're hurting, they're needing healing. God is a limitless God, so put him first and watch the blessings flow.
Yeah, we've got to run with purpose, guys. We've got to allow the purposes of God and the direction of the Holy Spirit, you know, to bring us to a place where we can find those who need a touch. They need to know God. They need to understand and realize that he is for them and he loves them, that he's not some big guy in the sky with a stick waiting to club them for all the things that they've done wrong. God loves them and he loves each and every one of you. We hope today that you will find some new vision in your life and that maybe God will speak to you about a couple of things you need to change and shift so that you can get closer to him. So we are believing that you're going to do that and we hope you enjoyed the program today. Go be people of vision in Jesus' name.
Turn the Light On is a program brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Church in Marylawn, Florida. Our service times are Sundays at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. We are located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, across the street from Audubon Elementary School. You can reach our office at 321-452-1012 or find us online at ourlighthouse.net.
Thanks for joining us every weekday morning at 7:30 a.m. or by social media any time of the day or night. We're excited to see God moving in Brevard County and hope to meet you in one of our services or events. Until the next time, thanks for being with us as we turn the light on in our community.